fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 6th day of January, 2008. At least I didn't say 1996. Anyway, we've got on hold my friend Professor McKinney. Professor James McKinney is a credentialed scientist. He has written a number of books, which I encourage people to get all his books. And you can do so by going to his website, and we'll be giving out his website when he comes on the air here shortly. There's a link. Anytime, if you forget what his website is, there's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com, and you can go there and read what he has written, look at his products he has for sale, figure out how to listen to his radio show live, and listen to his radio show archives. If you want to understand, if you truly, truly want to understand what's going on with our Earth in terms of weather now, future weather, our solar system, what's happening, why it's happening, how it's happening, you need to do your homework. And thankfully, Professor McKinney has done the real research and the real hard work for you. All you need to do is read his books, and then you'll know. Jim, are you there, sir?
John, how are you today?
I am real good. We appreciate you taking a half hour out of your day of rest and to visit with us, Jim. Before we go to what we discussed, we had a hurricane off Southern California. What was the deal?
Well, hurricanes are not supposed to form in the wintertime in January and dump 10 feet of snow in the sunny state of California, but it just did. And what's going on? Actually, we are in the nose side electron beam of Comet Holmes, which is out. We had a direct alignment with it on the 3rd of December, and we had a electrical alignment with Mars on December 22nd, and those electrical connections are still...
Hold on, Jim. We got a break. Stay tuned. Okay. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at the J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th of January. We're visiting with Professor McCanny, and we were discussing the hurricane that just happened off the coast of Florida. California. Jimmy, still there?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about this hurricane, and we'll move on from there.
Well, it's one of many big major storms around the world, and this one happened to whip up in the Pacific and then move eastward up to California. So literally it was a hurricane, although you won't hear anybody in the standard news media calling it that because they're just not supposed to be any this time of year. We've seen winter hurricanes moving up the West Coast before. I've got a couple pictures of them in my weather book, actually, one off of Alaska and one off of the state of Washington a number of years ago. But the worldwide weather has been extremely severe. Madagascar getting hit very hard. Northern Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, South China Sea, all those areas being just pounded for weeks now with very severe unseasonal storms, out-of-season storms, and then also the one in California. We've been seeing this actually since the beginning of November with Hurricane Noel beginning right after the end of the hurricane season and continuing right on through December and now into January. But this is all due to Comet Holmes and Mars, the electrical alignments that are going on. Comet Holmes now literally eight times the size of our sun.
amazing. Absolutely amazing. I was encouraging people before you go on the air here with me, Jim, to listen to your archive for the January 3rd show and get an education beginning there and getting your books. And how can people contact you, by the way? What's your website address?
The website is www.jmccsci.com. That's short for J. McCanny Science, but just seven letters, jmccsci.com. And just follow the page. There's 3 gigabytes of information there, so plenty to keep people busy for quite a while. All the radio shows are archived. There's a separate page on Comet Holmes, a subpage, and a good deal of information there.
Outstanding. We have one caller on hold who has a question for you. Sir Clinton, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hello, John. Hello,
go ahead.
Professor McKinney.
Hi.
I called a few minutes ago to state some factual information for all the discussion about Wisconsin, where I'm located right now, 8 miles west of the shores of Lake Michigan at Milwaukee, which is about 43 degrees latitude, 47
right.
longitude, something like that. Anyhow,
right.
Lake Michigan is 500 feet thereabouts above sea level. 8 miles west, we're in a basin, some continental basin. 8 miles west is we're about 750, 760. And the basin tops off another 8 miles west of us at about 1,100. And it's very difficult to come to terms, especially tell the people what we've been learning from persons like yourselves. And I'd like you both to address the rationale for that I've heard you explain to us, John, that is not necessarily, you know, Iceland melting, but more specifically how the affectation of gravity works with the equatorial parts of the ocean. Apparently, that's what I understood you to say. I'd like Professor
right.
McCanny to
right.
address that tonight.
Right.
Then I'd like
right.
to tell him how much I respect his work and yours, John, but I want to scold you, Professor McCanny, because your website is unreadable. And I'm speaking of this from a professional's point of view. I've been doing a lot of work. I've worked in physics and eyesight and with disabled people, and I'm an architect and blah, blah, blah. But the color scheme, the dark blue background and the yellow text, they form a green, and about 20% of the males in our population, it starts to become dyslexic
okay.
and blend, and you can't
yeah.
read it.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on an update to the web page. It's just that one of those things, I do it myself. I've attempted to get people working with me before, and I end up undoing what they did, and it's just really difficult. So most of it I do
myself.
You're
preaching in a choir. It's an enormous amount of work.
Yeah.
But the only basic problem you have in my context, Professor, is the color scheme. Do a little bit of reading about the readability and usability factor, please.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say goodnight to both of you and listen very closely to
thank
and
you,
learn
Clinton.
Something.
Very appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Always
well, Jim, you want to jump in there about how these waters are going to move around?
Well, the equatorial band or the equatorial bulge of Earth, there's a couple factors. One is the spinning of the Earth. And I think, what did we talk about there once, John? It's about 500 feet different than...
we have. It's up and down. It's not all up. It's mean sea levels measured at a town in England. And mean sea level varies nearly 600 feet. I think it's 590-something feet up and down from that point in England
and
with a massive bulge. And we're talking about tens of thousands of cubic miles of water bulge around the equator.
Right. Exactly, and if something happens, and this has happened in the past, the ancients talk about this, the huge tidal waves that when, for example, a large object comes by Earth and sends a gravitational wave or otherwise disrupts the rotation of the Earth or whatever, these enormous masses of water just come rolling over the land, and from what I can see, most of North America had been pretty well washed, and this was probably about 4,000 years ago, probably about 2,000 BC to about 1,600 BC, somewhere in that time frame, the entire North American continent got a good washing from one of these, and much of the world had also these tidal waves move in had drastic effects on the populations of the Earth at that time. But so very definitely, these are the kind of things that, you know, can happen and will happen again in the future, just we're not sure exactly when at this point. Which brings up a good time. I always like to mention this, and I know you do too, John, about the hammering on the year 2012, it's really a phony date put out beyond when the real incidents that may be expected will probably happen. So it's a fake date being founded by the disinformation crew to keep people unaware that they have to look sooner than later, so to speak, for actual incidents.
Well, the powers that be observing this population, the Y2K was an education for them. They came to understand that almost nobody did anything until 1998 to deal with Y2K, and the bulk of everything that was done was in 1999, running up to last year, December. Which means if they can convince people nothing's going to happen until beginning in 2012, then almost nobody will do anything of any consequence to be prepared.
Right. And the other thing they know is if you give a date, that will stick in people's minds. They don't know exactly what was said or why, but all they know is that 2012 is when everything allegedly is supposed to happen.
Yep.
And that date is something. In fact, I had a woman call me one time, and somebody I know, and she was saying, have you heard anything about 2012? And then I just asked, I said, what did you hear about it? She said, well, I read about it in the newspaper. I said, well, what did it say? Well, I don't remember. I just remember 2012. And I said, they got you.
Right.
That's all she
here's what remember. Most people. Here's what most people do, Jim, when they don't read articles in a newspaper or magazine. They scan. They'll read a headline and maybe the first or second paragraph, and typically they move on after that.
But
that's what most people do most of the time.
And the one thing most people will stick in their mind is a date.
Right. And that goes back to the third grade. You know, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. And that's part of our training from elementary school is to remember dates.
Right. So they use that to misinform the public. And then just the widest spectrum of radio shows, they're just pounding on this 2012 date. And that will increase in the future. And the whole idea is to basically throw you off track so you're not ready.
Absolutely.
Earlier.
Well, we've got about 13, 14 minutes to talk about the topic of the day, which is Comet Hale-Bopp coming through our solar system in the mid-1990s and intelligent radio signals being received from Comet Hale-Bopp. What's the deal, Jim?
Well, what I'm going to do is give a little talking history, and this is the history you won't find on the Internet or really any place else because I lived through this time. Let me just start, and I'll give this brief history. Okay, Hale-Bopp discovered on July 23rd, 1995. Of course, it sent a news wave around the world because it was such a very large comet and discovered so far out in the solar system. Almost immediately, pictures started to surface, and of course, we don't have the amateur, we didn't have the Internet as active and as available as it is today. But the two guys in particular, a guy named Chuck Schrammick, went out into his backyard, took some pictures of Hale-Bopp, and sent them to a guy named Art Bell, and so did a guy named Courtney Brown. Now, both these guys had been regular guests, and so Art Bell posted these pictures on his webpage, like he did with many things, just saying, well, these are pictures. And here is what happened within the next few days. I called myself to Goddard Space Flight Center because I was conversant with the people there. I got the secretary who knew me personally, and I said, what's going on? And in the background, I could hear screaming and door slamming and yelling. I said, what's going on there? She said, oh, it's Hale-Bopp. It's Hale-Bopp. It's huge.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. The suspense is building. Just before the break, Professor McCanning was telling us about the flurry of activity, the screaming, the slamming doors. I believe, Jim, wasn't that the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute?
Right. But what you have
okay.
to understand,
continue. Please continue.
What you have to understand and what I've come to realize is these are the Tier 2 scientists, and they did not get the information until after Tailbop had been so-called discovered by amateurs. We're pretty much convinced now that Tailbop had been seen actually many years before, at least as early as 1991, by the Naval Observatory, Harrington and other people who were looking in that region of the sky and possibly also seeing an object that we call Planet X coming in far behind it. But at any rate, here's a brief history then of what happened. I found out about Hale-Bopp, and the initial estimates were that the nucleus was about 1,000 miles in diameter, roughly a little smaller than our moon. Then the series of cover-ups began almost immediately. Art Bell had posted these two pictures, and the pictures from Schrammick and Courtney Brown both showed clearly a companion, and there were other pictures that actually came from the Hubble Space Telescope, which showed Hale-Bopp with an orbiting companion, and this was a big moon-type object moving around tail bop at the very same time, coming from information that I got from the intel agencies, was that there were intelligent signals coming from the vicinity of Hale Bopp. In other
words, radio signals.
Radio signals being emanating from the region of Hale Bopp. So not only did it have a companion, it had something more, and we can all speculate as to what that is. This created a flurry of activity, and at the very same time, there was a group called Heaven's Gate, and I'm sure some people do remember this. They were a group of programmers who lived in California, and they were basically building encryption software and firewalls that were impenetrable by the government. And there was a big tiff going on because there was a company at the time contracted by the government to build firewalls. And this is part of the intel agencies out there. The company that was contracted by the government was building what we now know as Promise software. Right. The president of the company, named Bill Hamilton, and his wife, Nancy, who we believe now has become the agent, Nancy Leader. And we find that today all of the disinformation, the major players in the disinformation world regarding Planet X or the cover-up of Hale Bopp, the murder of the Heaven's Gate people, all came out of this Promise software group. And they're all programmers, and we see that. I just saw one the other night emerging as writing a book about 2012. Let's go back to 1995. At the very same time as Hale Bopp was discovered, Courtney Brown and Chuck Schrammick's pictures were being posted on Art Bell. The Heaven's Gate group had previously solicited thousands, possibly tens of thousands, of people, mainly college-age students around the country, and their signal, they believed, was Hale Bopp coming in, and that would contain intelligent life that would take them to a different level. This is when the black ops groups moved in and shut that operation down, murdered the 37 people, and then blasted it all over the front page of the newspaper as a suicide. Now, all of this is going on. Then the astronomers at the University of Hawaii, we know who they were, Ali Hainau and Hal Weaver, doctored up some more recently taken photos with the big telescopes at the University of Hawaii and photoshopped out the companion, sent it to the newspapers and said that Art Bell was responsible for posting these phony pictures and was responsible for the death of these 37 people who they claimed committed suicide.
Right.
This is the cover story that went on the newspaper, and one has to ask why there was such worldwide coverage of this supposed suicide event, which should have probably not even gotten on the back page of the local paper. Now I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to say it twice. And I want everybody to listen to this one statement. I'm going to repeat it twice. So here it is. Number one, the biggest thing that the controllers and their black ops groups, the biggest thing they fear in the public is a group of people getting together and making contact with an alien entity. Now I'm going to repeat it. This is the second time I'm going to say this. The biggest fear that the controllers, this would be like the European bankers, what we call the Illuminati, or there are many other names for them, and their police force, which includes the CIA in the United States, the NSA, etc. These are the police forces of the European bankers in our country, and they're in every country in the world. The biggest thing they fear is the population or the small group of people getting together and making contact with an alien civilization.
How would one do that? Jim, you and I talked about this privately. How would one get started?
Apparently, when more than
we got another break. Can you hold on to the break, Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on, please. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back, Liz. Jim, we're back. And suspense builds. I know Jim has to get on to the rest of his Sunday afternoon here, but I think we're going to wrap this up by giving a brief summary. And I'll be talking to my ham buddies and maybe Tom Harrington. Tom's usually listening. How do we receive these alien radio signals? Jim, you're still there.
Well, first of all, I want to mention that when three or four or five or more people start getting in groups and communicating mentally, there is a telepathic, apparently, channel that can occur. The other thing, I want to mention some incidents here that happened over the past 10 years. One of them we talked about off air. There were some kids playing around with a just your standard, the old-fashioned, great big TV
12-foot satellite dish.
Yeah. And the frequency, what is a protected radio astronomy frequency band, it's 1.4 to 1.427 gigahertz, and that's what you call the water resonance frequency, and it's universally considered that this would be the frequency that aliens would communicate on because it's associated with water, which is the basis of all life.
Now, and that frequency, again, is 1.3 to 1.42 gigahertz?
It's 1.4 to 1.427 is the protected band, but what they're protecting is 1.420, which is the water resonance frequency.
Okay.
Based on the hydrogen atom. But these kids were playing around with this, and they started receiving what appeared to be intelligent signals coming from a certain location. And, of course, there was no star or anything like that in that direction in the sky. Well, they were visited very quickly by a group of people in a big black suburban with black suits and black sunglasses.
Tommy Lee Jones in a black suit.
Yeah, exactly. I want to mention another incident that I was somewhat involved in. In 1999, there were two comets that came through the solar system. They were visible with SOHO satellites. And one of them, there was a big flare sticking out the southeastern limb of the sun, a very narrow flare. And all of a sudden, one comet just grazed it, and the second comet came in behind it and went directly through that flare and ignited the biggest flare ever seen coming out of the sun. And the feedback that I got from the intelligence community, was that was literally a shot over the bow by people out there, so to speak, that were sending a signal saying, look at how accurately we can focus these comet nuclei, and we can do this, and we can also nail Earth. So the point being that there's a great fear in the intel community when you go from the black ops up into the so-called controllers. There's a great fear that the population will sidestep them and start communicating with an intelligent source out there. And it also, I'll be very frank with you, there's a tremendous effort right now in the world to squelch what we call Christianity. And the reason for that is because it's a very similar type of situation where some other entity takes control of the population, and we've seen all throughout history, whether it's the Colbran, whether it's no matter what aspect it is, of these type of situations, they do not want the populace looking at these other sources of power or what would you call it? I would just say power.
I also
want to mention that the cover of my Atlantis to Tesla, the Colbran Connection book, has a picture of those comets hitting the sun. And I didn't just choose that picture because it's a pretty picture. It sent a message to the intel community. That book is all about secret societies in ancient science coming up to modern technology. And the cover of the book is a subliminal message to the intel people. So I usually include quite a bit of those in my books.
Well, if they don't want us to be listening to these alien radio signals, I think that's precisely what we should be doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they are very afraid, I will tell you, that they are very afraid of small groups of people getting together and starting a communication effort, whether it's telepathy, whether it's with the 1.42 water frequency, you know, all of these things they are very much looking for.
We'll work on this. I'll be talking to my ham buddies. I have access to at least two 12-foot dishes and maybe more, and I know just enough about radio engineering to be dangerous, but I have friends that know a lot about this stuff.
Right.
We'll be talking about that. Jim, I know I need to get going. Let's get your contact information before you scoot away here.
Once again, the website, www.jmccsti.com. And, I want to mention, too, John, that when I talk about these things, it's because I lived through these times. I saw them. I, you know, have my own sources of information, and so I bring this information to the public with my own personal first-hand knowledge, let's put it that way.
Right. Well, that's the best kind. Doing what I do for a living, you don't want it from secondary sources. You want it from original source material.
That's
outstanding.
Correct.
Well, Jim, thank you for taking some time this afternoon. I'll be in touch, and we look forward to having you back on the show here within the next 4 weeks or so.
Okay, John. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
That was Jim McCanny, Professor McCanny. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's your heads up. I'm laughing here. I'm thinking back to when I started seeing articles about these antennas that were as big as a small football stadium being built. And these people, when I say these people, the government and the intelligence services, the military, they don't give a hoot about entertaining grade school kids with science, which, you know, we're supposed to believe that's one of the purposes of NASA. And they do a lot of things with children, and that's, I guess it's good. But the job of the military is to protect the United States. That's their job. NASA is part of the military. These radio receiving antenna that are as big as a small football stadium, you've probably seen the photographs where a full-size, full-grown man looks like a little tiny ant on this huge, huge dish. Those were built for a specific purpose, and they're pointed straight up, or close to straight up. And if you think you can pick up a signal with a 12-foot satellite dish, which I'll be doing that probably over the next 3 to 4 months, and just imagine what you could do with a dish the size of a small football stadium. It's no coincidence that they, once they figured out there was something to listen to, that they built these multi-million dollar facilities to intercept, record, and decrypt whatever encrypted messages there were. You know, I don't know what level of encryption there is on these messages, or they may be in the clear. And it's probably, most likely, it's a mathematical form of encryption, as most modern encryption is that we're aware of. The Bible is mathematical encryption. I have friends that have access to ways of dealing with this. Friends that could build a brand new 50,000 watt radio station, commercial radio station, anyway, it'll be a fun project to be working on to set up the necessary equipment to intercept these intelligent radio signals from outside of Earth, that originate from outside of Earth. That will be a great fun project. It's not going to cost hardly any money. I've already got most of the stuff I need. And we can go to Hamfest and pick up the rest for pennies on the dollar. Tom Harrington, if you're listening, I will be calling you, sir, and we'll be talking more about this. He may have already done some work on this. Tom Harrington's quite a guy. We don't have a whole lot of time left in the show. We ended up focusing, of course, on communications once again. The whole area of communications is one that, in any emergency, is going to be a matter of life and death. You probably heard the term the fog of war. It goes back to when gunpowder first started being used in battles, and how a battlefield would be obliterated by so much gun smoke from the artillery and the muskets. The fog of war. The fog of war refers to the lack of communications between the various commanders and their men. That's what that term refers to. And immediate, reliable communications in any crisis is going to mean the difference between inconvenience and life and death. That's what it will mean. It will mean the difference between peace of mind, because you know what's going on, and making yourself absolutely bonkers crazy because you don't know what's going on. And that's what communications means. My book, that's not my book, I didn't write it. The book I offer on my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, takes the layman, you don't have to be a technical person at all, takes the layman from knowing hardly anything about communications to knowing the basics of what you need to know and where to purchase it and how to put it together, how to keep it powered up when the power grid's down, at my website, thelibertyman.com. Please don't use PayPal until I make an announcement that we're good to go, because I'm dealing with some technical difficulties on PayPal. But we still take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Diners Club, and so forth, to get these orders processed. My article, No Need for Panic, keeps being proven time and again to be accurate. Once again, going back to the intelligence services and classified briefings, that's where I get my information. That's where it comes from. We've said independent verification from a caller a few minutes ago who has a friend who worked in Cheyenne Mountain for NORAD, North American Air Defense Systems. North American Air Defense, yeah, NORAD. And we keep getting these independent verifications from people all around the country and all around the world. It just keeps rolling in, and I believe these verifications will continue to become more frequent, of a more solid nature. That's what I keep observing as these months pass by. I hope we've got 2 years. I'm fairly sure we do before the Earth changes get severe. Of course, a created false flag event in this country of some disaster that could happen at any moment. And we've got a caller on hold here. Mark in Minnesota. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, he was talking about aliens. Within drawing the line, looking at the Old Testament or Noah's blood being pure, and then even coming up to David on the other side of the flood and the giants or the Nephilim.
Nephilim, yeah. Yeah.
Or Goliath came from a town of Gath with six fingers and six fingers, six toes, or four,
right.
Four and 20.
Yes, sir.
How do you divide the line between, let's say, an alien in the Nephilim, or it says in the Book of Revelations unless one is sealed or anointed, he will be deceived because, basically, what would be the difference between, the Nephilim or, demons and aliens where so many would be deceived to think that, aliens were, instead of being of another, entity or place demons, with let's say being just flat out hoodwinked, thinking.
Well, let me try to help you here, Mark, and I think I know what you're referring to. An alien being could be benevolent, good, or could be malevolent, bad. Obviously, they could. And some of these words are interchangeable. A demon being and a malevolent being are basically synonyms, in my opinion. Mature adults need to use judgment, need to use discernment in whatever they do. Whether you're talking to the family doctor about a possible medical procedure or you're intercepting radio signals from outer space, and use judgment and use discernment and use your knowledge of the Bible to reach proper conclusions about what you're observing, what you're hearing, and what actions you may or may not take based on what you're hearing and observing.
So, I believe as far as, Planet X, or I listened to John DiNardo, on Planet X on Sunday nights, too, and the spinning, or let's say Planet X making another circle around the dead between the dead sun and in our the twin sun,
right. John's a friend. John DiNardo's a friend of mine. We've talked on the phone and we communicate on the internet frequently. But go ahead.
But within the swing, I realize that to call in the name of Yeshua one if evil has to even though they have to denounce or they cannot deny the being of the King of Kings, So, you know, basically, I'm trying to get a grasp on, you know, how you divide the, you know, like the line of deception is probably the best way to.
Right. Well, like I say initially there, Mark, I think people need to use their judgment and use their base of knowledge they've acquired their entire life, including their study of the Bible, to make the proper decision.
I hope I'm not too far out of the ball game here.
Well, we hope not. We appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much.
I thank you for your time, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
In the not-too-distant future, ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot of us are going to have to be thinking about things, pondering things that we never dreamed we would have to, making decisions that will literally be a matter of life and death, depending on the outcome of that decision. Break coming up. We're getting near the top of the hour. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're wrapping up the first show of the year here. It was fun for me. I hope you all enjoyed it. It's going to be an interesting year. Every year is an interesting year. There's always things happen that we expect And always things happen that we don't expect in any given year. That's just the nature of living. That's the nature of life. I should mention this. I ran across a book, and I won't tell you how I ran across it. Doesn't matter. It's titled The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. I don't have the name of the publisher. I know Borders carries it on their shelves, and chances are any bookstore can get it. It's available on Amazon and eBay and so forth. Back in print, it was originally published in 1925. The second edition was written in the late 1940s and put back in print in 2007. The Secret of the Age by Robert Collier. I'm a reader. My passion is reading. It's what I do. I love reading. I love books. This book provides a lot of answers. If you're a Christian, you will not find, in my opinion, anything in direct contradiction or in conflict with the King James Version of the Bible at all. In fact, there's many, many Bible quotes in there. And Collier's original career, he was studying to become a priest when he left that line of study and decided to become a businessman. The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. I've read it once. I'm well into my second reading of it. Next time I go through it, it'll be with a yellow highlighter and tabs. I think very highly of this book, obviously. It will help you focus your energy, focus your thoughts in very positive ways to achieve the goal that you want to achieve. And that's a good thing. Whether your goals are health-related, career-related, finances, whatever it might be, you will find that this book is very helpful in all those areas. Using very simplistic methods, it teaches you step-by-step how to do this, and it's a great book, and I look forward to talking more about that book as the weeks and months go by. Visit the Freeze Dry Guy. FreezeDryGuy.com. You need to do this. You need food. You need food. You need the best food at the best price, shipping included. FreezeDryGuy.com is the man you need to talk to at his toll-free number, 866-404-3663. Apparently, he's become an advertiser on Republic in addition to becoming an advertiser on the John Moore Show. I just heard a spot for Freeze Dry Guy on Republic. That's such a good thing. He's getting results, and now he's advertising, I guess, on a number of shows on Republic. And that's a good thing for him, and it's good for everybody. I wouldn't go anyplace else. Why should I? Get the best food at the best price, shipping included, from freezedryguy.com. Remember your spiritual preparation. It's the most foundational thing. The most important thing you could do is your spiritual preparation if you want to get ready for hard times. That's what you need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. The first show of 2008 is in the can, as they say. I had fun. I hope you had fun. You all be safe out there. Talk to you next week. God bless America.
With recent